From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, February 5th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that Dan Milson, a respected restaurateur and beloved Hudson resident, has died. State police confirmed his death on Wednesday, February the 4th. Milson was the owner and chef at DABA, a popular restaurant on Warren Street, for 8 years. Milson was an accomplished chef. He was nominated for the James Beard Award for Best Chef in the Northeast in 2011. He appeared on the popular Guy's Grocery Games, hosted by celebrity chef Guy Fieri, in 2014. Milson was the son of Ulf Milson, former professional hockey player who played with the Winnipeg Jets and the New York Rangers. His friend Roger Caldwell, owner and operator of Musica on North 4th Street in Hudson, said Milson was, and I quote, "brilliant at many things, generous and creative, and he cared about the community in a big way," end quote. Milson is survived by his wife and 3 children. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that after years of anticipation and planning, the groundbreaking for a sewer system serving Leeds will soon happen. Delaware Engineering Project Manager Mary Beth Bianconi told Catskill Town Board members on Tuesday, February the 2nd, that the last remaining easement for the project's pump station locations will be finalized this week. "That means the building can begin," she said. Bianconi said a separate contract for the sewer lines is also moving forward. Comments on the project from the State Department of Environmental Conservation are expected soon. If everything stays on schedule, the project is expected to be completed by the end of the 2017 construction season. The board set a public hearing for February 17th on the sewer use law. That law contains the sewer district's rules and regulations, including guidelines for connections. The audio for the full February 2nd Catskill Town Board meeting is available online at WGXC.org. Simply go to WGXC.org/archives and search for Catskill Town Board. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that approximately 100 Ichabod Crane teachers, teaching assistants, and other employees showed up for a meeting of the Board of Education on Tuesday, February the 2nd. The district is currently in negotiation with its teachers' union over a new contract. However, when Union President Karen Vecellio spoke during the public comment portion of the meeting, she said nothing about those negotiations, but chose instead to describe what district teachers do for students without compensation. That list of voluntary contributions included writing grant applications, organizing fundraisers, and leading after-school clubs. Her comments were made in conjunction with a board conversation about the proposed 2016-17 school budget. Superintendent George Zini announced the tax levy increase for the coming year would be 0.67%. Zini said the budget will increase by nearly $500,000. As things currently stand, the district is short $469,000. Zini told the board he will know how much state aid the district will receive next year in time for a review of the spending plan in the April board meeting. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Nia Hamm reports from New York News Connection for Public News Service that the state of New York plans to revamp the way it trains child welfare caseworkers.
New York State plans to revamp the way it trains child welfare caseworkers. The Office of Children and Family Services has created a panel to make recommendations for how best to do this, following a federal audit of child welfare outcomes in which New York did not fare well. But Ontario County Commissioner of Social Services Eileen Tiberio, who sits on the panel, says it was also created to address the changing needs of the population, including the recent surge in opioid addictions.
We had a significant jump in our foster care population here in Ontario County last year, specifically around heroin epidemic. That brings a whole different kind of attention to addiction in its implications for children when their parents can't be adequate caretakers.
Tiberio says the panel will also make recommendation about ways caseworkers with their various academic backgrounds can all receive the same, most updated training through a streamlined process.
Research research is always coming out about what's most effective, what drives dynamics in families, and it's always a good idea to take a look at this every once in a while to make sure that we're capturing the information that we need to capture and that we're training people in the most effective way.
She adds the Children and Family Services field overall has a high turnover rate, which can create significant backlogs for caseworkers, so the panel will also look at ways to retain more caseworkers. For New York News Connection, I'm Nia Hamm.
For our final story, here's Nia Hamm again reporting on the New York Farm Bureau's opposition to New York's minimum wage hike.
Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposal to raise New York's minimum wage to $15 an hour has been praised by many, but the New York Farm Bureau says that kind of hike would plunge state farming businesses into the ground and cost an estimated $500 million in additional annual labor expenses. Public Affairs Manager Steve Ammerman says markets determine the price of agricultural products, not farmers, who wouldn't be able to adjust their prices if their expenses increased because of a raise in the minimum wage.
What our dairy farmers receive for milk is dictated by a federal marketing order. Our fruit and vegetable growers are competing against farmers in other states and other countries who have significantly lower labor costs. So they can't just increase their prices to make up for 70% increase in labor costs.
Richard Oswald is with the Center for Rural Strategies. He disagrees, saying these days many farmers use machines to do what many farm workers once did. So in the event of a wage hike, the machines would take some of the sting off of rising labor costs for farmers.
A lot of what we do, even berry picking in those parts of the country where things like blueberries and raspberries and blackberries are grown, and even that has become more mechanized. They use some pretty expensive machines to pick berries, and they only involve maybe two or three people as operators.
Oswald says the Center for Rural Strategy supports fair treatment for labor as well as the right to a good living wage, and points out that many farms already pay their workers wages that aren't much less than $15 an hour. He also says many farms are run by families and rely on the labor of the family, further reducing labor costs. For New York News Connection, I'm Nia Hamm.
And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow, mainly before 8 a.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with the temperature high near 39 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 30%. For Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 22. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, it will be partly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 44 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 20 degrees. Sunrise today was at 7:03 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:15 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 5th day of February, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.